today was the big day. Golden Globes. Like Globless got announced.
Yes. Who was snubbed?
Oh, boy.
Do we have any snubs?
I'm going to read who wasn't snubbed. We predicted this a long time
Robert
ago.
Robert Downey Jr. probably. No. My God, not him.
No.
He wasn't in anything. Man? He wasn't in He for was the, snubbed again.
For the 800th Iron Man? What?
No, Robert De Niro, sorry. Sorry.
I like how we're laughing at Robert Downey Jr. when it's like, truthfully, if he wasn't doing Iron Man, he'd be nominated every single year.
Absolutely. He's better than everyone that's nominated. But anyway.
Probably. I wonder if any more. I wonder if you lose it after doing that shit.
You could lose it, I think.
You know?
You become like a caricature of himself, which he sort of is, right? If you see him in interviews or...
Yeah.
He's just...
I love his whole shit. It's just him,
too,
though.
Me too, but...
He's just very specific, and he's worth a gajillion dollars.
You've got to be out of touch at a certain point, money-wise, right? Like, it's got to... You lose that whatever he had. Maybe. I don't know.
No, the one we called forever ago, and we were not excited about her performance or the show, really, this year, was Big Little Lies.
Yeah.
Meryl Streep.
Of course.
So... I wanted to look it up because I was like, we joke about this so much on the show, how she gets nominated every year, no matter what, because you have to, apparently.
Mm-hmm. It's in the,
you ready for this? This number is really big and it's really surprising.
I won't be surprised, but go ahead and tell me.
How many times? All right. So let's ask you this. How many times do you think she's been nominated for a Golden Globe?
I would say like 20.
That's what I would have said.
Oh, okay.
I would have said that too,
right?
That seems like a lot. Where you're
seems
like
a lot. Yeah. Did you think of like all the different, that's 20 years.
100%. And I'm right with you. I was right in that boat where I was just like, huh. When I saw her name scroll across this morning, I was just like, I wonder how many times she's been nominated. And then I looked it up. 34.
Okay.
That is double what I thought.
Well, but okay. So I guess I just got it wrong as far as how many years she's been doing it. So like she's been... hardcore in the game for over 30 years. Yeah. So if
40.
You go,
so it says that her first nomination was fucking Deer Hunter. And that was
holy
like
shit.
77 maybe.
Look, and I'll alive, give it to her. I think she used to be the best. And now she's just weird as shit and always has to have like a teeth in, a weird glasses, Do you know what I mean? Or just like a weird accent. She just needs to try all these different things. There's this new thing on Netflix, new movie called The Laundromat.
Yeah.
And she's just like acting so fucking weird. Like back in the day, she was a
real.
Normal person.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And she was really good and real. And you just believed everything she said.
Sure.
And that's why there is the, you know, whatever. The Church of Meryl, right?
Yeah.
That's why that started. But now.
So it says here nomination was 79 for the Deer Hunter. Okay.
Okay. And then it's like Postcards from the Edge. And
then went on to win her first Golden Globe the following year for Kramer versus Kramer.
Oh, God, that's right. See, but like.
Sophie's Choice.
She was good. She was really, really good. And
French Lieutenant's Woman in 82, Sophie's Choice in 83. And then after a 20-year break, she landed 6 consecutive nominations for One True Thing, The Bridges of Madison County. She was great in that. Marvin's Room. She was great in that.
Great.
River Wild. She was great in that.
Great.
Yeah, man. I just.
Just not anymore. I think after Julia and Julia or whatever, where she played Julia Child.
Yeah.
And then the Iron Maiden.
Iron Lady.
Iron Lady.
I was like, yo, did she do an Iron Maiden biopic?
That'd be the only way for her to get back in the game for me. But anyway, she just sort of lost it in my mind. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
Obviously not in the eyes of the Academy or anyone that talks about her.
The one
they thought her performance in Big Little Lies was, amazing.
Yeah.
And I fucking thought it was trash.
Oh, it's amazing. Because this is foreign press, so
sure.
Obviously that's how they would talk to
that's
her.
That's how they would talk
to her. Oh, you're amazing in that. You're
mm-hmm.
amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the biggest snubs, they're saying,
mm-hmm.
were Game of Thrones.
Right, but nobody liked this
no
last
one liked
season,
the
so
ending. Well, the fans are pissed online of like, oh, it was their last season. You should have given them something. No, if nobody liked the season, who fucking cares?
See ya.
And Cats.
What about Cats, though? It was snubbed?
Allegedly.
I didn't see any screeners out.
So I had heard an interview this morning right before I left that said, hey, they sat down with all of the members. They screened it personally for them. And they gave it one nomination. So the nomination was for Best Original Song, and it's Taylor Swift.